In this following homily, Father Hardin speaks on the subject, How to Act When Tried by God. Father Hardin.
There are many lessons that the gospel we have just read from St. Matthew can teach us. It can remind us of the persevering power of prayer. It can tell us that Christ first came to save the Jews, and only then, once the Jews had rejected him, to also preach to the Gentiles. But I think one lesson that is liable to be missed is the lesson of how we are to behave when we're being tried by God. If we reflect, we shall discover there are three sources of our trials in life. First, we are a trial to ourselves. Secondly, others are trials to us. And then God tries us. Each of these trials is different and should be differently dealt with. Clearly, the woman that besought Christ with such insistence in her possessed daughter was being tried by God. In the first instance, we are so obviously a constant trial to ourselves. From the moment we come into the world, we are born with a fallen, which means weak, sin-laden, and sin-prone human nature. These weaknesses and tendencies are part of our lot in life. We are a constant cross to ourselves. I might say, the heaviest cross we have to bear, ourselves on our own shoulders. If we further ask how we are to deal with this growing accumulation of trial by self, evidently we are to labor mightily with the help of God's grace to overcome these weaknesses, to master our passions, to conquer the tendencies that we know unless we conquer them, they will conquer us. Asceticism, self-denial, penance, mortification are the models for coping with these trials from self. We are also, as we have discovered from the moment we found out there were other people in the world, they have been a trial to us. And one of the most remarkable things, come to think of it, that we should have soberly and sanely accepted a religious vocation, knowing full well that whatever else religious life means, it means running into as many crosses as there are members in the community. People can be better. They are a trial to us. And in most cases, without even trying to try us, they just do. Just by being themselves, being different from us. Either we are young and they are old, or the reverse. We are old, and they are enviously young. They have different personalities, different backgrounds. They come from different environments, education. Each has his or her own taste, preference, like and dislike. Food at table, temperature. Some like to talk, others like to listen. And the hardest trial, I think, is for two people, both of whom like to talk. To bear with one another. Clearly, to bear with this trial, the trial of other people in our lives, we must first of all learn to adjust to them. That's the first law of charity, adaptation. And correspondingly, acceptance of others. Not try, as we so painfully and vainly do during life, to try to shape people to our own image and likeness. Clearly, these are trials. They are also the making of sanctity. How wonderful that so many people are so different from us. I might add one little footnote to coping with other people. It is well to look into ourselves, because not infrequently, people are a trial to us because they are just honestly reacting to us, who are such a painful trial to them. It's remarkable how suddenly pleasant people become if we honestly, with God's help, try to be pleasant to them. But there is one more trial in life. The main focus of the gospel narrative of the Canaanite woman, whose daughter, as she pleaded with Christ, was being vexed by an evil spirit. Because while it is true that all trials, of course, ultimately come from God, at least by His permissive providence, but not all are precisely and directly and positively willed by God. There are times, and for some of us, more than others, when God simply decides to try us just by Himself. It is not because of the sinfulness or weakness of our nature, or because of the malice or indifference, or simply difference of other people. But God, in ways that only He knows how, can try us. And when He does, we know it. He tries us by illness. We have been healthy, and now we discover we are ill. He tries us. I didn't use to use this language some years ago. He tries us by the age that we have. It's just inevitable, divinely inevitable, that as we get older, we suffer disabilities, weaknesses, and pains and sufferings that come directly from God, who wants us to have just this short span of life. And the closer we get to the end, the more we know it. He tries us by the sudden misfortune that can enter our lives, a tragic misunderstanding, some awful tragedy for which no one really is culpably responsible, except God wants it in our lives. All of these sufferings in ourselves, and often what can be worse, seeing those we love suffer at the hands of God. How to deal with this kind of trial? We have the lesson from the example given us by this pagan woman. Because as a Canaanite, she was a pagan by Jewish standards. First of all, great confidence. Implicit trust in God that His trials are never too strong for us to bear. Secondly, patience. This means that we should be especially patient with God, meaning that God wants us, that's right, God wants us to suffer. Not indeed that He enjoys our pain, but that being God, He knows how purifying, sanctifying, and unifying suffering can be. Above all, we should pray, and pray not only as the woman in the gospel did, which we may, to be delivered from God's visitation, but pray especially for the light to see the purpose in the trial that God sends us. Because we must be sure that although we cannot see, surely fully, why God sends, for example, in the Church of God, tried as I believe never before, perhaps since apostolic times, why? That we might see God's wisdom and His purpose in the trials that He sends us. So that we might see the dawn beyond the horizon. Because I honestly believe the hardest part of suffering is not the pain, but the blindness in not seeing why. Once enlightened by faith, we see why. With the wisdom that only God can give us, then the pain becomes not only bearable, but what is most important, meaningful, because it is purposeful. Let us then ask our divine Savior to teach us how to cope with all kinds of trials. First, with the trial that is me, Lord, help me to cope with myself. Then the trials that are other people. Lord, help me to live and let people live. Help me to become as much as I can more like them, so that in adjusting to them, I will be showing my love of you. And as St. Paul tells us, supporting one another, bearing up with one another. But finally, and for our present purpose mainly, asking God to give us the light to see the meaning that He has in allowing all of us, in greater or less measure, some more than others, to witness His own divine entrance into our lives by trying us, as only God can, to be trustful that all trials end. What a joy! And what an important statement. All trials will end. How wonderful that we shall one day be able to close the book of life. But while we are reading the book and are bidden by God to live according to its directives, that we might see the reason that He has in the toils that He gives us, because those are most sanctified who are most purified by the loving, though sometimes, admittedly, heavy hand of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.